Okay, we're good. Sorry.
Okay, we'll how about the consent? I'll go to the consent calendar next, Lorna, while I wait for those pictures.
I move to approve.
Okay, and then I'm sending you a picture of another giveaway.
Okay. is there a second?
And our key cards. The key cards to this event are all the lighthouse, and it says Visit Newport, Oregon.
Wow.
DiscoverNewport.com. So everybody at the Hilton this week has key cards that say that.
Great. We've had a motion by Lil. Is there a second to approve the minutes of the last meeting?
Second.
Carrie, second.
I second.
Okay. Carrie's already done it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Review the accounts for July 2013. Any anomalies? I didn't see any when I looked at it last night.
No, we had one little clarification on the on display for the wall thing.
Wallscape.
Thank you. In Portland, we decided to take it out of last budget. Right. It was supposed to be 16,000. So right now, 8,000 is in this year's and 8,000 is in last year's. So after we get done with the audit, we'll make sure that 8,000 gets put back into this year's, so that it's the way it needs to be.
Really? Wow.
Okay. Any other comments on the review of accounts?
Why would you do that?
Okay, anybody here for public comment? Okay, the next item on the agenda is the media considerations, and we have one from Meadow.
Right, which is just what's in your packet.
There you go.
So, No,
there's no Meadow rep here.
No, he was flying to Florida.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw him again.
Today.
So, Lorna, this is John. Did you look at the Meadow options, and do you have an opinion on?
Yeah. Where did I put my Meadow options? I don't have any. Refresh my memory on those because I don't have.
They're
that
in Eugene.
They're all in Eugene, and they're newer ones than we've seen before.
Right. Well, I like the idea because we're not doing any posters of staying in the Eugene area. We do have the Eugene monthly magazine that we're in. We have the MO. And we've had posters been presence there for 2 years, so it would be odd to not have something there. That's just my thought about that.
Okay.
But if there's any one of those locations that stands out to you guys, I'm good with that.
I think they're hard to tell in black and white, but I saw the colored ones, and I know where some of them are.
Okay. Well, and we can, if we want to, just kind of briefly look at it, and then when you guys go to make decisions in the other section.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, anything else, Lil, for you on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lorna, do you have any other comments on Meadow?
No.
Okay, CBS Outdoor?
I presented last time, mm-hmm. and I just want to point out that you guys did have the interest in renewing the Newberg, mm-hmm. and the Newberg and the Grand Ronde, you were interested in the Woodburn location, but I also want to point out that we also did present a West Face Beltline at Highway 99, mm-hmm. It was included in the photo information sheets I brought last time.
Okay.
And it's a really good readboard. It currently has the Eugene Emeralds on it. I'm not sure if you're mm-hmm. if you've been over there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we also have an I-105 location catching westbound traffic as well. The rates for the Beltline board for from now until your fiscal year ends was $26,400. And then the I-105 location from November 25th until the end of your fiscal year was $14,400. And then the production is negotiable because I don't know how many boards you're taking, and with the combining those. There are no other available billboards on Beltline other than the CBS boards. The Meadow does have one, but it's under a contract, I think a multi-year contract. So, and Beltline is an awesome way to catch those people, as well as I-105. So I just wanted to bring those.
The Beltline's one going west and get ready for the turnoff to go on 99. Is that the one?
It's right before too. Then.
Yeah.
So it's like a Northwest Expressway.
And that's 26-4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it would be in your minutes from your last meeting.
Right.
And then just kind of, you know, let me know and I can let you know about the production. We can be pretty flexible. I would just, you know, and I know that Meadow didn't have any east faces or catching westbound traffic in Grand Ronde. Mm-hmm. They had nothing in Newburgh.
That's right.
And they had nothing on I-5 catching southbound traffic coming out of Portland. And so I just didn't want you to forget I had submitted the Eugene market as well.
Right.
That it was non-posters.
Right.
So what's our renewal time for Newburgh and Grand Ronde? I think the committee sort of, I had the feeling we're going to say yes to that, but...
The Grand Ronde is in November 18th, mm-hmm. and the Newburgh is not up until March 3rd,
so
but we're about 90 days out just so that we can manage our inventory better. So I just, I tried to present something concise so that not that I don't love coming here and seeing you guys all the time, but I feel like I'm here all the time.
No, that's okay.
You guys get sick of me, so I just figured I'd try to project out for everything for your fiscal year that you might.
No, that's great. That's...
I think that's what we're trying to do, too.
That's what we're trying to do.
It's settled and set, and it's for the year, and it's done. Because the less times we have to do things before council, the better, too.
And if you, I can pull up the photo information sheets on the Beltline board and the I-105, if you want, so you can see.
I know where the Beltline, how about the I-105, sure. That's southbound by Woodburn, right? Is that the one?
Yes, it's, that one is, and I had the photo information sheet, hand them out last time, but I can pull that one up as well if you need me to.
Anyone want to see it? We'll look at the Woodburn one.
The Woodburn? Okay.
Yeah. And I don't think there's, as I recall, there's no other boards in that area, right? We'd be
there's
not
targeted.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that was the one that we liked from last time.
Oh, do you? Good. That would be awesome. Yeah, there are no other boards from that one all the way down until you hit going into Salem. And so you're catching all the traffic that's headed into the Woodburn outlet area. Oh, good, you do have one.
Beltline. This is the Beltline.
Yeah, so I
get that's the Beltline.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
you know right where
the
that
next
is.
Turnoff is you mm-hmm. get off that to get on the.
Mm-hmm. And this is the 101.
That's the Springfield one. That's different.
Is that different?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Springfield is different. That's I-105, which would still be providing the same kind of coverage you got on the poster program.
That's our regular one.
So which is the one that you were talking about, the 101? Which one?
Which one? The Woodburn.
She needs to
look. Oh, the Woodburn. I'm sorry. That would be further out.
I'm looking for it.
Woodburn. Okay.
Terrible, but people
can okay, so here's the Woodburn one. Okay. I do end up having everything.
I know.
I just need to find it.
Should have brought everything again. But
no, that's okay. It's fine.
Exit 278.
Boy, I don't know what that is anyway. Can you tell?
And right now, I can tell you, I don't know how often you guys drive I-105 or I-5, but the Woodburn board currently has, not that it's a standout copy, is Miller Coors, and I'm not sure if it's, I mean, it's a beer ad, that's all I can tell you, I'm not sure which one it is. And it is just south of exit 278, which is Ellen Road, catching southbound. And it has a weekly EOI of just over 275,000. And a daily effective traffic count of about 61,500.
And that one's 14.4?
Yes, okay. I believe so.
I can look here. Yeah, I got it. Is that Woodburn you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's 24.5.
Oh.
Well, that's what I thought.
The I-105 is 14.4.
Yes.
But that's from
Woodburn. The Woodburn's from December.
December until
June. Yeah, end of June. Mid-December to end of June.
Okay, any comments on that?
Nope.
Hearing none. Lorna, anything for you on that one?
No.
Okay.
Not at this time.
Okay, we'll go to the next item on the agenda. It's hospitality vision.
Hi, that would be me and Brian. And basically, Neil asked us to attend, and I thought while we're here, we'll just leave a proposal for your consideration. But our primary goal was to educate you and let you know what we do for the city of Newport.
Okay.
Since 2008, we launched a Newport's only visitor information channel, and we actually donate an ad to the visitor center so that people can come and see. Because people who travel now check into their hotel room, and they've really come to expect a local TV information mm-hmm. channel, and it's personalized to each hotel. And then, you know, we're really grateful for the support of the people who have advertised on it, like the aquarium mm-hmm. and Mariner Square, because believe it or not, I'm one of those travelers that's been coming to Hallmark, you know, with my children for 16 years. And it's the first channel that pops up when you check in. There's music playing in the background. In fact, too bad Rick is not here, but we just redid the beautiful channel. You can see how it promotes the hotel, and then it's interspersed with the advertisements. And actually, we're starting something new in our hotels. Another one of our hotels is the Elizabeth Street Inn that says sunny or stormy, encouraging people who are here in the summer, because it's so busy now, but when it's stormy in the winter, mm-hmm. not so. So while they're sitting here in the summer in the hotels, we're saying, you know, come back when it's stormy, mm-hmm. and we're encouraging the packages. So Hospitality Vision launched the channel with our own like $25,000 investment, because we really wanted to get people out of the hotel rooms and into these destinations that we have here. And now, in addition to the channel and this easy map that we hand out in several hotels, we also have launched the first in the nation in Oregon, a virtual smartphone concierge to go. So when then people start checking into our hotels, like the first one is the Comfort, and this is Captain Spencer. For those of you who may not know, Captain Spencer was originally the captain to discover Newport. I did my research.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, so there is a history. So people come in to the Comfort. The Comfort also has a hotel information channel that has actually been approved to replace the print directory, mm-hmm. so that you know in our hotels, the primary information now is on the TV. And we're also going to couple it with the smartphone. And we also have a simple little easy map with the lighthouses that has all the destinations on here. So this is what they see. Spencer jumps out to greet them on the phone.
Okay.
And we have the advertisers. Oh, we popped off. Hold on. We have the advertisers on there. Well, he just exited out. You just lost him. But I wanted to show you some of the wonderful things. So people ring their bell, see how he pops out. So under the services, we have all the hotel services on there. We partner with a spa. But what's really nice, we even have a send a postcard function so that people can send. I put the aquarium on there. I did send it to Deanna to look at. So people can send a virtual postcard from their hotel. So this is like an extension, you know, of the hotel that people can take with them wherever they go, mm-hmm. and kind of bond with our Newport hotels even when they're not here. And then we have a little section for meetings so people can, you know, find out what's going on. We link to the local events. We're going to put a game and entertainment console on there under the fun section, because this smartphone use is expected to go by 13-fold over the course of the next 2 years. And now we in Newport actually have a virtual concierge that people can take with them to direct them. So basically in the advertiser section, let's pull up the aquarium, shall we? So when they click on the aquarium, it has the website, links to the website where they can order their tickets. It's really convenient. It just is going to revolutionize everything so that everything people need is in what they already have in their pocket.
Great.
And we're in a multi-screen world now. So while people are playing, looking on their phones, they also have the TV on in the background. So it's the best of all worlds. Mm. And for those who need a little map they can write on, they just go into the lobby and pick one up. So not only do I do this in Newport, and we're a locally grown Oregon company. We created the software ourselves. It's taken 2 years to come out with the Concierge to Go. I brought a little visitor. This is the concierge at the Holiday Inn Express on the river from Corvallis, Bernice. Bernie Beaver's old girlfriend. Because what I'm going to propose to you is we also do these hotel information channels in 7 other Oregon cities, but where I thought it was really valuable, since out of, 76% of all the 73 million Oregon travelers, they stay in hotels, motels, and resorts. And half of them are going to take a day trip that can be converted into a night trip, and 20% of them are going to go to the beach. And I'm out in these hotels, your target market, every day, running around, doing these channels, helping the front desk, answering these questions. So here's my little proposal, and it's so reasonable because we believe digital technology should lower ad rates and not increase them. Here's another one. So how many do we need?
I definitely have to have one.
There you go.
And then I can send you one via
email.
Yeah, I'll just send it to you email because I really don't deal with a lot of paper. So basically, Corvallis, we're in hotels in Corvallis, Eugene, and Albany. And I cannot tell you how many times people are looking for a day trip that can be easily converted into a night trip. And if you look at this proposal, especially, I have to say, Corvallis, the Hilton Garden Inn, and the Holiday Inn Express, all those OSU Beaver fans that come in, and the wives of visiting professors or the husbands of visiting professors, they're like, well, what do we do to the day? So they're watching the channel. There are actually 4 concierges in Corvallis that help people. So this is a perfect way for you to reach your exact target market, that they're going to come out here for the day. It's only a 45-minute drive. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they stay there for a week. Sometimes they stay there for several days. So in Corvallis, we run your ad on all the TVs and in the 4 premier hotels. The Destination Newport ad would run 160 times a day, 5,400 times a month. In Albany, you'd be at the top occupancy hotels, and the same goes for Eugene. And I want to point out that the occupancy in my hotels is the highest because they're located by the university. So they're anywhere 70% and up. And as we know in Corvallis, the Hilton Garden occupancy rates sometimes are at 100, mm-hmm. Percent. So there's so much to do in Corvallis today, but we have to, I think it's a wonderful combination to work together with Corvallis and Albany and Eugene to encourage these day trips. Because come out for a day, see the beautiful hotels, come back for a night, pretty soon. So basically, if you read, it's self-explanatory. So for our really low monthly rate, because we see ourselves as revolutionizing, advertising media, it's all digital. Once it's up there, it shouldn't cost a lot to keep it there. And for our rate, you'll have 500,000 people, seeing that Newport is the beach to go to. If 22% of them are looking for a beach to go to, according to these Travel Oregon statistics that we all pay for, we want that beach to be Newport. Mm-hmm. We want to make it Newport where they go. So you get your ads on the TV, you get your ad on all the digital concierges in the hotels. There are 3 in Eugene, 4 digital concierges, so this gives you an idea. They check in the hotels, they see you on the TV. They can take you to go with a Newport link that you saw for the aquarium, and we can link to and tailor to whatever you want. I mean, it can even navigate them over here, over the highway, and you're also on the map that's available in each and every lobby. And the only reason I didn't grab one is because we were out. It's an 11 by 17 map in Albany and Corvallis and Eugene, and we can't even keep those in stock. So it's like bouncing one media off the other. And in Eugene, we have replaced the print directory in several of the hotels. So this truly is the way of the future is going, and we're proud to be the company that has brought a virtual concierge to a company. People, Oregon is the state of innovation and leadership, and we're you know, we want people to stay here and travel from city to city and work together. And I could do a fabulous ad for you. I already showed it to Neil, what I had in mind, that will really separate you and make you even more popular than the Jersey Shore. So, and as a bonus, I will personally take your wonderful brochures that Lorna was working on and deliver them in each, you know, because I go to all the hotels, so I just put them on the counter. And I have a little holder in each and every room at the Super 8, because at most hotels, as you know, you're not allowed to put things in the room. That's why it's the TV product and the phone concierge. So in some of my hotels, I have special in-room entree. So I myself go from door to door, because I'm so committed, you know, to getting people out of the hotel rooms and into our wonderful businesses. And it's true, I haven't come bringing my children to the aquarium for years, and I thought, if you come here and you don't know that it's here, you need to go out there. Mm-hmm. So we can't take it for granted, because people don't read anything anymore. All they're doing is they're buried in their phones. Mm-hmm. So we're going to catch them, you know. And TV's a wonderful, you know, venue, because people will look on their phone or tablet and they will have the TV on in the background. All information has to be fed to them. If they have to hunt for it, mm-hmm. as you know, forget it. And there are so many wonderful things we're adding just as extras in the actual app. It's not a mobile website. It's an app that can send that 3D postcard. Think of how cool that is at the Comfort. They can send a postcard from the aquarium or a picture of the beach. You know, they can turn on their TV. You know, they can watch, you know, see the beach in the background. So I'm hoping that for this very small monthly investment, that we can, you know, put you on all these TVs and all the phone apps and just, you know, leave you up there, and then, you know, get these 500,000 people, you know, seeing that Newport is truly the beach to go to in Oregon.
Have you talked to Lincoln City about this?
No. I come here all the time. I mean, Hallmark is like my second home. We've been coming there, you know, forever. Okay. You know, because they take pets and
and kids.
Yeah, and kids. And it's a tradition, you know, and we share. And I feel, you know, the Hallmark Channel, really, the new one, is spectacular. They've done a wonderful, you know, renovation. When people locally advertise on, like the aquarium on Hospitality Vision in Mariner Square, in some of the rooms they have two TVs. When we bring, you know, our local Newport attractions to life on the big screen and coupled, you know, with the small screen, it's just visually amazing. But no, you're the only coastal city that we've talked about, and this only came up because Little Albany, Oregon started advertising on all the hotel information channels, and mm-hmm. they said the people that stay in the hotels are the ones that are going to keep traveling, you know. Mm-hmm. So we reach a very, you know, target market, because a lot of them don't know, you know, we take it for granted that they know about our major attractions, but they truly, really don't. I mean, I'm out there in the trenches, running to these cable rooms, you know, seeing who checks in. And that's why we developed this virtual, you know, phone concierge, so that while people are, you know, even before they come to places now, we have a lot of the salespeople and general managers promoting the app before they get here, so it can say, bond with our hotel even before you get here and familiarize yourself with what there is to do. And that's really great, because it's about, you know, creating relationships in an impersonal world of technology. And someone like Spencer, rich in history, mm-hmm. you know, your founder of Newport, can do that. So just so you know, Captain Spencer is here 24/7 sending people.
Okay.
So does anybody have any questions?
I understand it. No, I think you covered everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I hope that, and then that we can, you know, put your ad up, everywhere, you know, in this niche market, because, you know, it's just a 45-minute drive. You know, Albany, Corvallis, mm-hmm. Eugene. It's funny that Lorna should mention those cities, because those are the ones where I'm at the hotel counter, and you're like, well, where else can we go for the day now that we've seen, you know, all of Corvallis, Eugene, or Albany? So... thank you so much for the opportunity.
Sorry you had to wait so long, but we did it.
If there's anything that Destination Newport wants to put on your local channel, I am not charging you. It is, you know, a mutual, you know, support. I count on the businesses to help support this channel through the advertising. But if there's anything that you want on there, if you think we should have a little, you know, put some lighthouses interspersed with the hotel information, anything that we can do, you know, to keep people watching, and Lorna's going to look at her ad and redo it, and we're going to spruce, you know, that up, because, you know, I think that, you know, if we work together, you know, it like they say, a rising tide in Newport raises all ships. So
right.
That's it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Good to see you.
Yes. Well, hopefully we'll be in touch.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
sounds
I
good.
Have thank an idea you. For an amazing campaign.
Sounds good.
No Snooki, though.
No.
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 Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Here, let's take Bernice. I have to take Spencer back.
Yes, take Spencer.
He has to go back to the comfort now. Now also, he's going to be in each room soon, greeting people.
Oh.
Yes. Bye. Thank you so
bye.
Much.
You.
Bye, Randy.
I'll see you, Mike.
Randy, you're great. Bye. Go television.
She drives by his house.
Okay, so the AAA magazine.
It's just what I think is in your packet.
The packet.
Yeah.
The rates are pretty expensive, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
They're that way, whether it's the AAA book or their magazine or whatever, that's what they do.
Pass on
each other. I think for right now, let's just consider
it
next time or put a table it or whatever. You still there, Lorna?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay.
I don't think that was her. It was the background.
That's it. I got the picture of the key cards.
Okay,
oh, nice.
Cool. I'm trying
neat.
To get the
campaign
to go out.
So are they magnetic or are they RFID cards, do you know?
They are the magnetic.
Okay.
The ones that you see.
Okay, what's this room? What's going on in this other picture of the in the room? What's that?
that picture is all of us preparing the shoes.
It's so
nice. Yeah, Nike donated shoes for everyone. We got their sizes before the conference began.
So you're going to try shoes on all these different people?
No, they sent us their sizes.
Okay.
And so they each get a pair of Nike shoes.
That's good. Okay, I'm going to keep moving, okay? Next one's KEZI-TV.
Hi, Lorna. That's Randy.
Hi, Randy.
You're very lucky to be where you are.
Inside of a conference hall.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to thank everybody for having KZI be part of your marketing. It's been wonderful having you on our station, and this year has just been very, very exciting for us. I don't know if you all know, but there's been a lot of change in our market. Fisher Communications, who owned K2, the ABC affiliate in Portland, bought the NBC affiliate in Eugene, KMTR. They also own KVAL, the CBS affiliate in Eugene. And that transaction took place in June. And when they came in, they fired the majority of the staff at KMTR and left the market very, very angry that their favorite, not their favorite, because their favorites are on KZI.
Yeah.
But some of their favorite anchors on KMTR were no longer there. So they started boycotting, saying they were going to boycott the other stations because the news from Fisher was not unique anymore, and it was from a corporate entity and all this. Anyway, make a long story short, KZI, I think, came out very well with this, and the evening news anchors that were on KMTR were hired by KZI, mm-hmm. and they have 14 years of on-air experience in our market, and now they're our primary news anchors in the evening. And what we've seen this summer has just been a terrific support from the community, from all the communities. Everywhere I go, I hear people saying, oh, thank you for hiring Matt and Renee. and they're just very excited that KZI, the only local station in the market, is pushing forward with local talent that's very well known. And our evening news anchors that we had previously are still contributing to our evening news, and they're now our primary news anchors at 11, so we've got strength there. We also added a morning news anchor, male morning news anchor, so his name is Bob Shaper, and he is paired with Sean Cuellar. Just real quick, one of the things that's happening also is that Judge Joe Brown is retiring on September 6th, so we have a hole at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so we're going to be moving Rachel Ray, which is at 11 o'clock in the morning right now, to 2 o'clock in the afternoon to make way for an exciting new midday newscast that is going to be able to feature you know, local businesses. It's going to be able to feature people in the studio, and it's going to take a look at what's going on throughout the day. Also, our plus channel, our side channel, which is has been 24-hour news, is changing format in September. September 9th, we go to the Live Well Network. And why I think that's important for what we do for Discover Newport is that it's a lifestyle-type programming. It's all from ABC. And there are several travel-oriented programs on the channel that I'm suggesting. The program is a combination of the Home and Garden Network, the Travel Channel, the Food Network, and Healthy Living. And those shows are all high quality, and they're very well produced from ABC. And that will start, like I said, on September 9th. And what I'm proposing is a continuation of the same level of investment that we've been doing at $5,000 a month. That would also include some more specific prime programming and specific programming on our station, including Dancing with the Stars, college football game day and game night. We've got a couple of the Duck games coming up, and these programs, the college football game day and game night, follow those ABC college games. I think it's very visible without having to pay the higher cost to be in the Oregon game. So I strategically picked programming that I think would be very conspicuous. Also, we'll continue to match at least as much as I can. I've been continuing to run bonus commercials throughout the year. We want to make sure that we don't forget about Newport, and that Newport gets as much attention as we possibly can give it. But some of these programs on the Live Well Network that I want to add to the monthly are, one of them is called Sweet Retreats, and it focuses on traveling and destination locations, and it's just a really nice, well-produced show, looks good, and gets people in the mood to travel. And I think that in our market, for the cost that it's only $7 a commercial, I think it's a very good place to start. Also, another show called Motion, another show called Laura McKenzie's Traveler, and then another one I thought was interesting was called Aqua Kids Adventures. It's coming on Sunday mornings, and it talks about a lot of discoveries on the beach and things like that. That's very interactive for kids, and I thought that would be a good place to have one weekly exposure too. But still, very high concentration of viewership. Over 1 million households will be reached every month. We're looking at almost close to a million adults, 25 years and older, that'll be watching this. And we're just really excited that a lot of the dynamics are in place that I think are going to continue to escalate our viewership. We've already seen that this summer, people using the same amount of investment, their schedules are working even harder for what they're doing. They're seeing more people coming into their businesses just based on the dynamics of the market right now. More people exploring our news and checking out our news, which also gives us a stronger platform to promote our other programming. So that's what I would like to continue to do, if that would work with you. And, you know, starting September, we'll also have the Oregon Coast Association marketing going on at the exact same time. They'll be marketing the hotel properties in the area. So, I mean, there's some strategic benefit and elements that are going on at the exact same time that I think will help your marketing work even harder.
So, you produce one ad, or just...
We have five ads currently running. Yeah, there's one that's a general image of Newport.
I think I remember showing him that.
Yeah,
that. Okay,
and there's one on rooms, there's one on restaurants, retail, and recreation. So there's five we're running in rotation.
So we wouldn't have to reproduce those this year?
No, and then at the end of it, it says see for yourself, discover Newport today, and it's C-S-E-A.
Any questions? Anybody?
No.
Could you help me leave another cup of coffee?
Okay, Randy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll consider it. And Cindy's not here for Comcast, right?
No. So we could. Put it in because she presented last time, and then we didn't discuss it because she wasn't on the agenda. So we can discuss it this time when we finish.
Thank you.
Same as last time.
Okay, Joe, you're next, huh?
All right. Well, Ashley, something that was just said. Ashley, she has tremendous energy. And what you just talked about was using your same ads and not changing them up. I think that's a tremendous point to get across to people. I always say I don't care what advertising you use because it all works if you use it in the right perspective. And about the time you're tired of it, you need to let it go a lot longer because you're the ones who get to see it all the time. So I thought that was pretty sharp point that you just talked about right there. I think you'll have these. You have these, yeah. Basically, the initial piece you got to take advantage of, and again, this goes back, I don't know who was here a couple weeks ago when we had the discussion, or when I was here, I think, in March. As new management, this was a program that I put together, and part of it is frequency and consistency make a tremendous campaign. Well, I gave you the frequency, basically, in the first package.
Right.
Unbelievably high frequency for a little bitty bit of money. As part of that, phase two comes into this, and you can take advantage of up to the next 9 months that are going on. It's the first year, basically, is what I'm giving people to create these rapports, business atmospheres, per se. Or relationships. So you have.
Are you almost through with the recording?
No.
Okay. Sorry. Just about. Almost about, but not quite.
So again, this is where we're at. We're in the consistency stage of this thing that you can take advantage of up to the next 9 months. Something came up was fiscal year end. When is that?
It's for us is June 30th.
So if we needed to. If we needed to, whichever one you picked here, I would just soon get on your fiscal year as well. Make a lot more sense. So we could actually take this to June 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make it very simple, and after that, then we'll talk about doing regular business together.
Yes.
So in the consistency aspect of this, you have two choices. You can choose two commercials every single day of the week, of the month, of the year. You're going to get 60 a month. The other side of that is, and again, everything, the more you buy, the less you pay. You can spend $400 a month, and you can get four a day. They all run between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. And every single day. And so we've got consistency, and we're going to build consistency out of the whole thing. And after that's done, our audience of roughly 15,000 people, anytime you want to push the button of 7:20 a.m., are going to hear and understand. And I don't know how many people here have got to listen to the ad campaign that we've created. Anybody? Or Lorna, when you get back?
Lorna has emailed them to us, and
Lorna
then I emailed them out.
We've had a wonderful time, which, by the way, your advertising, you know, we're not, that first one ended. I didn't stop your advertising because I didn't want to stop the consistency aspect of this.
You.
So it has been running. Whether you decide to stay with me or not, it has been running.
That's a easy idea, too. So
yes, it's silly to draw something out before you've been able to sit down and discuss it and negotiate it. That, again, you're taking away what created the program in the first place, so why rebuild the ship? So that's a scenario. That's where we're at. My morning show is having a wonderful time with this. They're getting terrific response from people because we're sending them over to the Oregon Coast Aquarium if they want to call in and tell us what they like the best about Newport. What do they like? And that's really, what do you like about Newport? And it ends, Discover Newport, discovernewport.com. So the latest one was a little kid. I think it was a little 13-year-old little boy. And he rambled and rambled and rambled. My poor morning, my production guy, he says, you want me to create a 15 or 20 second chunk out of that? I said, yep, I sure do. The lady was phenomenal.
She was good.
Wow, we could have used her, you know, in 2 minutes worth. She just went, and she was fantastic. So I don't doubt that we'll use other portions of her.
We took out an email to send us within the last week or so.
Yeah, it should be. Last week. They just get on these goofy. Well, and again, it's very personable. It's not big city radio that's turned corporate. We're privately held, small company, and these guys still get to interact. And they get into areas where they start interacting, or they hear one of your commercials come up, and then they come out of the commercial, and they just go, blah, like that. And it happens, and something like that else happened. Hey, we're going to give some more tickets to the Oregon Coast Aquarium away. Who wants to call us and tell us about their experiences to Newport?
So do you make that into an ad, or do you just play that on the air, those people that call in? How do you do that?
Well, that's happening live, it's happening.
Okay, so when they're calling to talk about that,
it's live.
The people listening to the radio, they hear that live.
Yeah, that's live. So that's just a live interview. That was something that was a bonus to you. That was completely off the wall, off the cuff, and that's what they do sometimes.
Free editorial.
It is free. Mega Foods is our main grocer, who's out of all Lebanon, Albany, and Salem and Woodburn. And I've recorded some of that stuff for them and sent it up to them and say, hey, here's, and the guys just all of a sudden they go, oh, here's the Mega Foods flyer. They bring it to work. And as soon as they hear an ad, the next thing you know, they come out of it, and here's this big spew of what's in the Mega Food ads for this week.
Wow.
And just like any other person who would be shopping, say, oh my gosh, look at this. And then, of course, whatever is appealing to them, per se, that's what they get. And that's what our customers get on a regular basis. And I hope that never changes at this point in life. As we rebuild the station from some bad management, some things will, you know, give over time.
So what
prompts
their call? I mean, do they hear an ad?
Yeah.
Or does the radio guy live say, hey, call him?
Oh, when you're talking about when these people are calling
in?
Yeah, that's the guys doing it. We have an agreement with Oregon Coast Aquarium.
He solicits, like, hey, call in.
Yeah, he may have heard the ad, and he's got Oregon Coast Aquarium tickets to give away at any given time that he wants to. And he'll hear an ad, and from time to time, and he'll say, you know what, why don't we have, and it's normally during our country store, which is one of the longest running shows. It's 9:05 to 10 a.m., and it's basically classified ads, and people are calling in, and the phones are ringing all the time, or emails, or texts, or, you know, whatever it is that we're getting from people. And our seniors that have been around for 60, 70 years in the community itself are still sending us postcards at P.O. Box 720, and the guys read them all off and do their thing. But that's normally the time when they're live and they're just like they're in that local atmosphere of advertisers, and if it comes to them, it comes to them, and then boom, they just say, hey, by the way, anybody got some interest in telling us how they enjoyed their trips to Newport, let us know, and we're going to send you to the Oregon Coast Aquarium. And so the little boy, the 13-year-old, did it, and he actually called back and talked to the parents, just thought it was fantastic, and gave him two tickets, but the family was six, and he says, we're going to send your whole family. It doesn't really matter. We'll give you six tickets, and you take the kids and go have a nice time at the Oregon Coast Aquarium. Yeah. So from here...
Did you hire the kid?
Yeah. No, that was actually very difficult, what that kid was. What he, you know, worked on, and how Steve had to keep prodding him, because he was a 13-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah, they don't talk.
He was nowhere near as that lady that's in that last commercial. She just went babble, and she had just been over here to the aquarium with her husband and some friends, I think.
She talked about any restaurant she's gone to was excellent.
Oh, yeah.
And the people were just, I don't even remember how she put it, but it was something like, they act like they're happy to see you there.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
nice.
I just thought, my lady, how much could I pay you for saying that?
Yeah, everybody's friendly and nice, they really want you to be here.
Yeah,
And there's another
guy, is a gentleman that talked about the Nye Beach area and the shops downtown, and his energy was like that young lady's energy right there. Just bang, and it's like, wow, it's two tickets to the Oregon Coast Aquarium, but hey, you rattle all you want, and we'll turn it into a commercial. So, the things that I'm talking about, they do that live on the airwaves, and then Steve has to obviously break it all down, that we have our opening, we have our close, and you get about 12 or 13 seconds, and you get 12 or 13 seconds, and we're in and we're out, and it's Discover Newport. So,
that's good.
And from there, I'm going to go see the Elizabeth Street Inn. That Lorna, thank you, gave me a contact to. And if we work out something in a trade type of agreement there, then we're also going to be giving away stays like we do in other places. To Newport for people to come over and stay, you know, a couple nights here and there, however they work those things out. Or we give them to valued customers as well. So at some point, we might come back here and give you a weekend at the Elizabeth Street Inn.
And hang on a second. There are other hotels. I think I gave you several contacts. So let's just be clear about that.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have a meeting next with the Elizabeth Street Inn, is where I do have a contact to.
I won't put that in the minutes that way. It's okay.
Yeah, no, no, no. Yeah, yeah, let's be clear on that, Lauren. Nice job. That's where I have an appointment. Is there. So we'll see how that goes, or other locations as well. It doesn't, as long as they're a nice quality facility, that's what we would like to help promote and be associated with.
Good.
So with that said, if you got any other questions, I'll answer them. If not, I'll get out of your way.
So are we running this one with you now?
What you ran was a $200 package. It was the same frequency. You get five a day first month, seven a day the second month, 10 a day the third. I mean, the whole thing is unbelievably inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. It was.
But it's me building quality relationships over a yearly period of time. I'm going to give you really, really high frequency. We're going to keep consistency to it right here. And then after a year, if we feel everybody's been happy with what happened, how it transpired, how our production went, whatever it is, that we feel we have a nice relationship, then we're going to talk about, you know, good, regular, solid advertising. Cool. But the first year, you get it really, really cheap for a whole bunch, of which you just can't do that someplace. I keep telling people, you just can't get this, and I've been in the business a long time, without having me build something like that. For you to pay for it when I start hearing some of the numbers, and nothing against their numbers, but that's the kind of stuff you have to pay to create those kind of frequency, mm-hmm. or big numbers to build that.
Oh, yeah.
And in this case, I'm going to give that first year to you, and I'm building nice. Not just you. I mean, I've got about 10, 12 people that I've tried to create really nice relationships with, and I hope that that does that. That says Joe went above and beyond, helped us build our frequency, our consistency, build what we are to that audience. And we'd love to keep Joe as a regular advertiser for us, a supporter to us, and a supporter to the station from our side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren, for all of those contacts.
There you go.
All right. Are we good?
Okay.
All right.
Great.
All right. All right.
Thank you
so much. Thanks much.
Thank you. All right.
Are you still there, Lorna?
Yes, still here.
Okay, good for you. Do you know what was the length of time for the commitment when we committed to him before? Do you know how long that was for?
I want to say it was like 3 months.
Yeah, okay. I would like to say the same thing.
Okay. Okay, certified folder display service.
Yeah, this is something that...
Lorna, you may not have this in your packet.
She probably...
I do, because I have it up on my iPad right now.
Okay.
So is this the annual thing that we do every year?
They distribute our brochures,
right.
And it just hasn't... We just need to actually say, we support this, and then I can take it to council on
right.
Monday.
Right. How much did we pay last year?
It was $9,000-something.
And that's pretty standard, and it's up to 10 and...
It's just, and it was 9,000. It was closer to 10 than it was 9. So it was. So you're only looking at. I think it was only like maybe $600 more this year than it was last year.
Okay.
Do we need a motion on this?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I move.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So, Lorna, you don't have any beefs with certified, do you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
They just told me that they received our brochures about 2 weeks ago, the brand new ones.
Okay.
And they're holding and pending our decision on this one. So,
okay.
And the brochures look good, by the way, too.
Did he make that last change that he talked about the last meeting? I guess he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we want to do?
Let's go through the considerations.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. You want to start with, like, because you guys had talked about wanting to take a look at the outdoor media first before you move to radio and TV. So if you want to look at what you want to do with Meadow versus CBS,
okay.
You could go that way if you want,
sure.
And then go from there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know we did a little budget thing last time, and I really don't know where we are. I know we have this outdoor amount, and then if we pick these different things off, how close it gets to that amount. Do you know what the answer is to that? Because I don't know what it is.
I'm trying to pull up the last page of the budget.
Yeah, Lorna might have a better idea.
If take a look at the last page of the
minutes,
the
account
inquiry.
Okay, I'm going there.
Okay.
What else? Show me.
And you see that we've got six anticipated expenses for the year, $156,925.
I don't see that yet. Hold it, Lauren. We got to find you. We haven't found.
Page four.
You know what, Lorna?
Oh, we don't have
page four. Is blank, so let me get page four.
Okay.
Keep talking, and I'll get it for them.
Yeah, I have. Hopefully, you have this. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like our page four, new fiscal year, our anticipated and fixed expenses are the 1859 magazine for $1,450. Eugene Magazine for $1,895, PR with Andre for $5,000, Madden $1,700, Madden Lee $2,500, Webcam $13,030, Boys and Toast Today, the remaining of that 26 weeks is $4,760, the brochure printing $22,000, News Time Services $17,000, Certified Display, I put $11,000 in there, just round it up a little bit. On display, the ad wall from August to October or through November is $27,995, and on display spring, February through June, is $48,595. The total outdoor that we have allocated is $76,000 right now so far. About $76,000 so far.
Okay.
That just was on display. And we're still running through November in Grand Ronde and through March in Newburg. And so if we renew those, that will take up some of that budget too. Our total that we have fixed and allocated right now is $156,925. And we spent payables were $741 through the midway point of July. And so we have roughly $168,000 left in the entire budget for the year.
How much?
Okay, $168,000 for the entire year. So let's figure out, like, how much committed outdoor and how much we have left for what we've allocated. Just tell me that again.
Mm-hmm. So committed outdoor right now,
yeah.
We have on display this spring and then the fall.
Yes.
That's $76,500.
Got it. Okay, that's that. Okay. So now if we renew Newburg and Grand Round, what would that take it up to? Do we know?
I think Newburg, if I remember right, was $14,000 a year.
I think you're right.
I don't recall what Grand Round was. It might have been, I want to say like,
about 40? I don't know.
Is Grand Ronde with
Madden
or CBS?
No, Grand Ronde
with
CBS.
Yeah, Grand Ronde with CBS.
Let's see if it's in here.
But do you know what I mean, Lorna? Like, we could commit to Lee for those two, then we have to decide on Woodburn and that west-facing belt line if we have enough money for that.
By the time I have it printed,
right.
Well, maybe we should find out how much we want to do on the radio and then go back to the billboard, because that lady that does that concierge,
yeah,
I think that's more than worth the money.
And that wasn't very much. That was two,
that's
two,
only $250
a month. $225
a month.
$220.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's what I see here.
Mm-hmm. But I like the added value we get from the KECI because he always is looking out for us.
Yeah, that guy's good. I go for a couple $5,000s a month with that guy, whoever we pick. I like his style.
Yeah.
Okay, well then they reach a larger audience then.
I agree.
Right. So let's do this.
Okay, Carrie's got the floor.
No, I don't have the floor.
Go ahead.
Well, I do, I guess now. So we're not doing AAA. Yes. We're going to cross out AAA.
Yes.
We know we want to do KEZI, and that was 53,000. Is that already allocated?
We have, KEZI.
We have nothing allocated with
not for this year.
For
no.
this year, okay.
But that can't be. Is that 53?
That's what I wrote down.
It's 5,000 a month. But we can pick how many months we want to do it.
And right now he's looking at September, September, October, November. So it'd be 5,000.
And he had an April meeting, so that'd be 5,000 a month.
Oh, this is what I was looking at. The value was 53. So
that's total value.
I think we get a lot of value out of KEZI, so I would make a motion. I think, are we ready to do that for KEZI? Yeah. Are you guys comfortable with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I make a motion that we approve September, October, November run for KEZI in the amount of $15,000. Second.
Okay, I second.
Are you okay with that, Lorna?
Yep, I was just about to second it.
Okay, but so that's Carrie.
I assume we can get it for that. He didn't have that stuck in. He has spring campaign summary. But
that's just what we did do. So he was summarizing what we did this year.
Got it. Okay, right, okay. Right. I'm up to date. Okay.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. So that takes us to what now? I need numbers in front of
me. We need numbers for them. If we commit 15,000.
Okay, so if we commit 15,000, then we have spent $172,000, and that would leave us with $153,000
left. Okay. Mm-hmm. How much do we typically put in contingency, Lorna? Do you know?
$25,000.
Okay. And that is included in this.
So no, so that would leave us with 128,000
dollars. 128 is what we've got to play with.
Yes.
Okay. You don't want to put that on record.
Yep. It's more for us to know what we're spending.
Yeah. Right.
And she's got it in her thing, even though it didn't get into our packet. There was a fourth page. I don't know why it didn't get in the PDF.
What are your thoughts on KFIR?
I kind of like the guy.
Well, on paper.
Are you saying something, Lorna?
Yeah, no, I think KFIR was good. I think their ads are clever, and they reach a good audience.
So are you ready to do like the 2 times a day version or something, or what? Or the 4 times?
I don't really have an opinion on that.
That's pretty high.
He said 15,000 listeners. It is catchy, mm-hmm. the two little things I listen to. I thought they're kind of cute.
It's,
but.
Mm-hmm. It's cute, but what's he reaching?
15,000 people.
Yeah, that's not much.
So much.
No.
We get a lot of people from Lebanon and Albany and Sweet Home. We do.
Yeah, but how many listen to that radio station?
I don't know.
Well, it sounds like he has some listeners because they've been calling listeners and polling them, and or having people call in, and so, you know, that lady obviously is within his target market. And
plus, did you hear him? He's played extra ads we haven't paid for, so I'm sure they're scraping.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think to get by?
Oh, they're mm-hmm. smooching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to hoping to get a contract.
So what's if we do the 250 a month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 250 a month, and we have September, October, November. 10 months. 10 months left, so that's $2,500.
I'm willing to do it.
Mm-hmm. And then that would leave us with 125,000 and some change. Okay. I'd make a motion that we run with KFIR from September through June, the 2 30-second commercials per day, every day of the month for the, those months, and at a cost of $250 per month.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Okay, did we do something for the hospitality?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. Okay.
I will tell you, for the hospitality vision, I worked with Marty? Marcy?
Marty.
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 Marty. And I like what I get from them. I mean, we've advertised with them for years. When she first started, she'll go in and she will update the ad without me even knowing it. The customer service is great. She's there if I need anything. So just my dealings with her, aside from anything else, have been very positive. So that's just
what they presented today and the number of people they're going to be reaching and the area that they reach.
Yeah.
And it could be, even be expanded to Portland and wherever.
She's pretty progressive.
Right.
I like the app idea. That's something that we've talked about in this meeting before on... We've had other people come in and talk about apps, but they haven't been nearly as approachable as this is. I mean, this is something that people can download right away, and we don't have to put any money into it.
I think it's more than...
So how
long should we go?
She
just says $225 a month, but she handed out.
And what she does, Lorna, with us is we're just on a retainer. A monthly, you know, so I could call her tomorrow and say we're done, but I don't have a contract with her necessarily, so I don't know if this is similar.
But I think as a committee, we probably have to commit for just a certain length of time.
We probably should,
for now through.
I think it's easy for you guys money wise to just kind of do it, and then that would be
the
commitment.
Right.
$225.
For a year.
You want to make a motion?
Okay.
Or go from now, or go from like starting in September to June. So it's not quite a full year. So how commence is that?
Right. Okay, from September to June for hospitality visitors.
Is there a second on that? Yes.
Second.
Okay, so it's been moved in second, and we go September through June 2014 at $225 per month for hospitality vision.
Perfect.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that leaves us with $124,000.
So now it's the discussion of outdoor.
Or Comcast?
What are we going to do with Comcast? I mean, Cindy sort of said last time that she didn't come this time. I remember a couple of years ago, I always thought that we would buy in one of those little MDA places, and I kind of got shot down by the other committee members, so I don't know if you guys are down on cable or not, but I don't know the answer to that. So do we have an ad? Do we have an ad that we could put on Comcast if we wanted to do it? Lorna?
We have those KECI ads. Randy has said, said that we own those, so we can utilize those on Comcast if we wanted to. And they have one ad from that the agency produced, that there may be some photo right issues with that ad.
So I shouldn't have done that. We shouldn't do Comcast. We probably should do the billboards first, and I'll withdraw.
Yeah, maybe so. Sorry about that.
Let's see what we have left. So let's do billboards next. Don't you think?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so do we agree with Newberg and Grand Round to renew? Is that true? I got that feeling from the last
thing. CBS. I agree.
Yeah.
How about you, Lorna? Yes? Lil? Yes?
Talking about renewing those.
And tell me how much that Woodburn one is. It looks like it's all by itself, and that's pretty expensive, as I recall.
I was going to look at the
No,
you were right. Woodburn is $24,500. That's going from mid-December through our fiscal year, so through June 14th.
Okay.
And that was a Woodburn one?
Yes.
And now, west-facing Beltline, that's...
No, wait a minute. Someone said December 10 to June 27.5 earlier.
December? Oh, this on the one that she gave us last time, it's...
We can look at her stuff to figure it out.
So it's December 16th.
I'm going to look at the July packet.
Okay, so Lorna, do we know what Newberg and Grand Round added together are? Do you know what that is for on an annual basis?
No, hang on a second. I'm trying to find an old. Wasn't Newberg? Wasn't it 14,000?
Newberg is 14,300.
Okay.
That one's
okay. And what?
How much is Grand Round? That's good.
We know how much is Grand Round.
It's bigger. It's got to be more.
Grand Round is 14,300.
The same amount?
No.
That can't be.
That's what it's saying. It's November, and that's the year, November 2013 to November 2014.
Okay, we're at 28.6 for those two.
And does that include installation and production?
She did not say it does.
It does not include installation or production. She said she'd have to give us those numbers after she knew how many.
Could we just keep the same board without doing anything to it?
Yeah.
We can. I mean, if it's not all faded and crummy, go ahead.
Yeah, if it's the one that doesn't have the orange lettering, otherwise we'd want to put up the right one. But I think those two boards were the okay ones. So, and it's usually with them, their production isn't tremendously high. So, provided that we just leave enough in the budget for that.
What, 4,000?
Yeah.
So how much we gobble up on outdoors so far? If we do on display and we do CBS to those last two, what are we up to now?
If we do on display for spring and fall, which you've already committed to, and we do CBS Newburgh, and we do CBS Grand Lawn, and we do Woodburn, 4,500. We've got doing quick math here, guys. We've got $129,690, not including, give or take, $5,000 for production. So we still fell within the 150. What that takes out of our budget is three additional, the Woodburn, the Newburgh, and the Grand Lawn is $1,124. So that leaves $90,000.
You break, Lorna, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, hang on a second and I'll move to a different location. Okay, can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Is
that better? Okay,
yes.
Great. All right, so if you add up all of our outdoor and then you include the Woodburn, the Newburgh, and the Grand Lawn, it takes us to $129,690 that we're spending on outdoor, approximately. And we do need to leave a little wiggle room for production on those and installation on the three locations, Woodburn, Newburgh, and Grand Lawn. And that would take our budget down to remaining somewhere around the $70,000 mark.
For the whole year, but now, what would we say we're going to allocate for outdoor when we first start talking about it for the year?
$150,000 total.
So this 129,
well under that.
Okay.
This 129 it includes on demand. I mean on display.
Yeah, it does. It's the two on display, $27,995, and then the. And it's the Woodburn, Newburgh, and Grand Lawn, but it does not include the production or installation for Woodburn, Newburgh, or Grand Lawn.
Okay.
We know the other ones are annual. Woodburn isn't for a whole year, though, isn't that true?
No, Woodburn was, what she had, the date she has on this was 12/16/13 through June 29th, 2014. So that was not a whole year.
The other two for a year.
And the other two for a year.
And the Beltline was for a year too.
And the Beltline's for a year. That's 26.4, I think.
Well, no, the Beltline was actually August to June.
Okay, almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are our thoughts on
that
Woodburn and Beltline?
So, do we want to do Woodburn and Beltline or not?
Well, would Beltline would add another 23 on top of it?
Yeah.
I thought it was 26.4.
26.4.
26.4.
I mean, I think that's too much.
Yeah, I think I would do one and not both.
I agree. I take the Woodburn one. It's got to have more cars on I-5 for sure.
It's a higher profile.
Yeah.
And the reverse is true that we do have a lot of things in Eugene.
That's
with
true.
The KUCI, that would suffice for it.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, then I would move if you're ready for a move.
Sure.
That sounds terrible. If you're ready for a movement. If you're ready for a motion, I would move that we do the Woodburn, Newberg and Grand Ronde locations that CBS has offered for the terms that they have offered, or the periods that they have offered.
I can write that in there.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd say that to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I can do it, no problem. So we want Woodburg, okay. Newburg, and Grand Ronde, right?
Yes,
Woodburg,
yes.
Newburg, and Grand Ronde. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. So.
Okay, so that leaves us with 70 some.
Yeah, about 70,000.
Yeah.
And that's minus production, of give or take a little bit for production. My thought is on Comcast that we just kind of hang tight a little bit, because this is early in the year to be having so many commitments out there with our budget.
I agree.
And maybe take a look at that again for the spring month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So refresh me on KEZO. We just did 3 months with them, right? Just this fall.
September, October, November.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Be a lot on council agenda.
It's the it's the football. He's going to get us on during football games too, which is good.
But that's normal. I mean, I would expect that from this committee. I mean, come July and August, we should have a lot on the council, and then it should go quiet because we need to get it in for the year.
Right.
Would it be helpful if for that particular council meeting where all this is on there, that I could do a PowerPoint showing what our fixed and anticipated expenditures are, and what markets we're in, and what projects we're on.
I think the more information you give them, the better.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, and when we put all of these, because this is all the advertising stuff, I think that would help them to understand the focus of the group, mm-hmm. and where you guys are going with the advertising. I think that will help it to just, be done.
Not a problem. I can do that, provided it's not for the council meeting this Monday.
I can
be there for the three items that are on. But
oh, please no. We had a hard enough time getting together the council packet as it is, which is still not done right now. So there you go.
Okay. All right. No, perfect. Okay. No problem. I can do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Lorna. Okay.
Anything else we need to address?
That I have.
Okay. No.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Well, enjoy yourself in Hawaii, Lorna.
Really?
Again, I'm sorry for being late.
Oh, no. It's thank you for